Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing okay, I guess. Busy, busy, busy. And from what I understand, you are doing the same.
Doing the cha-cha-cha.
Yes. For sure. Yeah. And we're not even in the retrograde cycle for Mercury yet, okay? We're, you know, that is coming up. But it seems like already it's like two steps forward and three steps back. But I think it's just because I'm a little bit, you know, too ambitious with what I put on my schedule.
You're on that one. But we do have a Mars today that went into Capricorn, and I am hoping that slows the pace down a little bit to where it's, you know, not so fast and moving. I may be highly optimistic, but I'm rooting for it.
Well, you know, I like Mars and Capricorn because it's exalted there anyway. And to me, it's going to be a 7-week cycle where a lot gets accomplished. But it's interesting that on the new moon, okay, yesterday, it was at the anaretic degree within 5 minutes of going into Capricorn, right on that cusp.
Yeah.
So I suspect that in this new moon cycle that we are still going to be just as busy, but we might have a little bit of better of time management maybe. And I take responsibility for that because sometimes, you know, I always think I can do more than is humanly possible, like you do.
No, it's just thrust upon me that I have to do more than humanly possible.
All righty then.
But
I love this new moon because
agree.
The triple trine. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I love this new moon because of the triple trine with the lights in Chiron to Jupiter, retrograde in Scorpio. That is such a beautiful configuration. I was like, whoa. You know, it's really great for all of our psychic friends, all of our healer friends, and all the other people that are also trying to heal themselves and develop their own beautiful gifts. I just love this for the new moon. I just love it.
And, you know, this is an interesting time where I think that, and I agree with you, realistically what's going to happen is that it isn't actually going to slow its pace. We're just going to be able to handle it a little bit better. And again, it has its little agitations and frustrations with it, but I do think that this new moon supports it because it is an Aries, and it is that, you know, with that, with Venus, with Mercury, it has that beautiful, wonderful way of staying present and in the moment. And with it being with Mars transforming into there, I think it's really going to help with that. And I think this Mercury retrograde is going to definitely assist in changing people's schedules as well.
Oh yes, it always does. But that's okay. You have to be flexible, you know. I mean, you don't have to be flexible, but it serves you best to be flexible. Let me put it that way. Yeah, tonight is the time of the show and stuff. We've got that Venus, Moon, and Mercury thing. Oh, I love that. You're so right. And it's just an amazing conjunction of energy where all the energies that have been going through Pisces, I find that a lot of people have been, you know, experiencing all kinds of memorabilia and a little bit of depressed and feeling a little bit lazy and not motivated. But I think that that's behind us now. I think we're moving now into a much more Aryan cycle, and I'm kind of excited about it.
Huh.
I know they oppose you.
And they square you, but you have all that you know, it, again, it has that Leo flavor to it for you. So I think that's what appeals to you, is that Leo energy really absorbs to it.
But you know, those three planets are in perfect trine to my Sag moon.
Oh, I forgot about
all three of them.
Yeah. And I wonder why you like it so much. Really? I forgot about the Sag moon, man. Yes, they are. And that's, you know, and that's such a great thing, because it does motivate you. It does help you free you with that. I think it is the perfect time that you're taking off and coming down here, because, again, that gives you the firepower to be able to do it and go through the duration of it. So it's really nice.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be pretty good. I see my friends and family and my clients that have been with me for a long time. And it's just such a wonderful time of catching up with people that I know and love over such a long period of time, that I just feel very blessed with all that. And like I said, you know, it's interesting to me, too, because of that Sag moon of mine. It's amazing some of the things that have been popping into my head when I'm doing my charts and my readings with people. I just feel that positive philosophy energy just, like, driving me, you know, in an amazing way. And I love that. I love to be able to give that to other people when they need the cheerleader. They need the little boost, okay?
It's a good thing.
Yes. And I like Mars being exalted in Capricorn. I think it's going to have a lot of people, they're going to find that even their spring cleaning goes more smoothly. You know, the things that we're doing in order to order our environment over the next 7 weeks can be pretty fabulous. Now, because of the retrograde Mercury, though, we might start off doing it in one direction and change in the middle of it. Okay.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
It's worth it in the long haul. And that's the beautiful thing about the time that we live in, too. At least we have the ability to be able to really watch the stars and the planets and what's going on out there. And it's just an amazing thing to me. Now, because it's interesting that Mercury never retrogrades back into Pisces. It's retrograde in Aries this whole time, you know, and I kept thinking, is it going to go back into Pisces? And I said, no.
Oh.
But that's not necessarily going to make us strong on our patience.
No, not at all. But it is, you know, and what I like about it is that as long as you stay present in it, okay, and as long as you stay present in the moment of what's occurring in front of you, and you really do the next right thing with that, you'll succeed through it. Because here again, it's so quick with that Aries energy that a little bit of patience goes a long way.
Yes. And I think I like about the new moon, which is in effect until the next new moon, is that Venus was kissing Mercury in that lunation. That's going to help us to carry through, I think.
It is, because, again, you're doing with that heart energy when it comes to the Venus, the goddess of love. And you have those two dancing together so that it does lead for that more positive tone in our thoughts and our processes as we're going through this.
I couldn't agree more. Well, I'm going to be traveling to South Florida, so I'm not going to be here next Sunday. I'm actually going to be down in Florida, and Jacqueline, we're hoping to try and do the show together in the same space, but with my schedule, that has not worked out as I had hoped. So Jacqueline's planning a surprise for you next Sunday, just so you all know about that, and I'll let her fill you in later on that.
Surprise!
Surprise. Well, we should take some callers. We have a bunch of people holding on here, and we're here to serve you tonight. And are you ready?
Okay.
Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Kay. How are you?
Hey,
great.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How exciting that you guys get to broadcast together. That's really fun.
Well, we've basically both been running in so many directions, it's absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do I have my have your birthday on my computer? Because I can't seem to find you right now.
Yeah, it's Kay, and I'm March 5th, 1980, in Philly at 1:29 a.m.
Okay. All right.
So did you have a specific question for us tonight?
Yeah, I've been wondering about this work thing for a while. I just feel change ahead, and I'm getting a little impatient for it. But I'd just like to see what you see or if anything else pertinent.
I am
going to
so say patience, my dear patience. The right one is coming around the corner. We were talking about Mars going into Capricorn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that goes
mm-hmm.
right through your first house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It does have to pass over Saturn. So it will, it's coming. But what I'm saying is trust your intuition. I think a little bit of patience will go a long way during this period of time. Jupiter went retrograde, but it's still kissing Uranus. So it
mm-hmm.
is benefiting you in some kind of sudden change. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Oh, I agree. But I like the fact that Mars is going to be trining her natal Mars over the next few days, because that could be a trigger point. And then when it moves towards Saturn, it could manifest. So I really think the next 2 to 3 weeks are kind of a critical point. And so to be on top of whatever it is you've been working on, okay, because Neptune's sitting on, you know, right on your sun sign. It's actually between your sun and your Mercury. And Neptune's a planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith. So I have a feeling that because you've been dreaming of this for so long, you've done your vision work, and you have been working hard at it, there's a lot of things lining mm-hmm. up to bring this to you sooner than later, okay?
Correct.
Not to mention Uranus sitting on your Venus.
Venus. Very well. It's going to pass over that as well, yes. I was looking at that, exactly. So.
I know. I feel like the last time amping up around this time, like when Uranus was coming towards my Venus, which was, I think it was like last summer, I just felt more like energized and more like I think I was dating a whole bunch of different dudes. And right now I just feel I don't know. Maybe it's because of the Pisces moon. I'm just feeling a little just
melancholy,
sleepy, for lack of a word, not as amped up. And I would like to be amped up and, you know, making moves and things like that, especially. And then also I know I've got Mars going in Cap in my first house, so I guess, expected to be a little bit more directive with my own self kind of thing. But I feel, and maybe it's the Neptune on my sun, I just feel kind of like, meh.
Well, and that
is
part
tonight,
of it.
You know, we have...
That is part of it, is the Neptune effect, because it is giving you a little bit more of an illusion of what's really going on. But also, this particular Mars in Capricorn has attached to it Saturn in Capricorn, since we have Saturn in Capricorn right now. So that adds to a little bit of the heaviness to it as well. So it's not really looked at as realistic as what it is. That's like I said, you're really going to be just fine once it passes over Mars. I think everything is going to be in place. I think you're going to be, and I would be going through the motions this whole entire time, even though you don't feel like it. I would go through the motions because, like Aphrodite said, it's on top of you in so many different ways, with Uranus and Venus and with Uranus and Jupiter and with, I mean, we could keep going on all the different conjunctions and different things that are in your favor. So trust the process and just go through the motions, and I guarantee you it'll suddenly appear.
Okay. I like that.
And they're going to call us up and say, wow!
They're going to be like, I'm looking at it right now. Thank you so much. It's appeared. It has appeared.
Well, God bless you and keep us posted, babe. Okay?
Thank you. God bless both of you and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All and I'd like to listen, continue listening if possible.
Oh, okay, sure. No problem. All right. Put her on hold. Okay. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 541, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
This is Camille. I used to call under a 510 area code number.
Okay. Let's see if I can find you on my system.
Yeah.
Is it Camille with one M and two L's?
Yes.
Are you 71376?
Yes.
Yay.
And do you still live in Los Angeles?
No, I'm from Los Angeles. Now I live in Lincoln City, Oregon.
Okay. Got it. It does change your Senate quite a bit. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Oregon's an interesting state. Yeah.
Yes.
So did you have a specific question for us tonight?
Yeah. Could I give you the astro data of another person and see if this has any potential for romance?
Great. What's their birthday?
Okay. His birthday is December the 9th, 1974. And he was born Los Angeles, California at 10:30 a.m.
10:30 a.m.
But he doesn't live in L.A. anymore, though.
Where does he live?
Vista, California.
Okay. Let's take a peek and see what we can see.
Okay.
He's got Uranus conjunct Moon in Scorpio, and then on the total at 0 degrees, and then on the total other side of Scorpio, it has Mars at 29 degrees. If this isn't a magician, I don't know who is.
Wow.
This guy is, wow, just so powerful of an individual here. So just, I haven't done the compatibility. He's got Jupiter in his first house, which is like, he's such a lucky dude. I'm going to tell you that he's such a lucky dude. Interesting. Just interesting. Bet he has an extremely interesting life. Sorry. Some charts just fascinate me. So I had to start looking at him a little bit more than what I normally do on a compatibility. Oh, wow.
Well, I tell you what, I like the compatibility for a number of reasons. I like it because his Mercury sits on your Neptune, his North Node sits on your Neptune, his Neptune is close to your Neptune, and his Mercury is close to your Ascendant as well. His Sun is also on your Ascendant where you live now. So there is a lot of nice vibration as far as soul energy.
Mm.
And his Mars in Scorpio in perfect trine to your Venus. Planet of love, which I like, is Saturn sitting on your Mercury and very close to your Sun. This is a relationship that you could play a lot of roles with each other. And as Jacqueline already mentioned, that Moon Uranus at 0 degrees right on your Uranus, I mean, that is amazing energy where you could really both evolve very rapidly in each other's presence. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree with that. You could really evolve in each other's presence greatly, okay? You two bring two different things to the table. He's a bunch of fire and you're a bunch of water, okay?
Right.
So, I like this enthusiasm and optimism, but I can say the attraction and the intensity of this relationship is extremely strong.
Right.
I can understand why you all have been brought together, okay? So this is a cosmic thing, okay? But I have to say quality of time versus quantity of time with this, because, again, here, you have to be aware that both of you two have to remain individuals. You tend to nurture a little more and give a little bit more in this relationship. And that Saturn effect that Aphrodite was talking about is to tell you to nurture yourself and to nurture, to know when to do the nurturing for others and when to do the nurturing for yourself, okay? Mm-hmm. So you have to be really careful. You have a Mars in Virgo, and he has a bunch of dual signs in dual planets in Sagittarius. And so there's a certain duality of in and outness with this, because this guy at 29 degrees has to have his own alone time. He has to be his own individual. He has to be away from everybody's energies so that he can literally function in life. So he needs his own man cave, he needs his own space, whatever it is, on a regular basis. So it has to be this way. I do agree with Aphrodite, if you do this, the two of you together can make a great team, but it has to be a working together to make it happen, is what I'm going to say. So I would definitely go for the ride with this, but I would go in and out of it, quality of time, have adventures, fun things, but go in and out of it, because here again, if you two stay consistently every day on top of each other, it's definitely going to blow the relationship, and I think you two bring two different perspectives to each other that can really enhance each other's lives.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he and I, we met over 20 years ago when I was about 20 turning 21 and he was 21 turning 22. And we have recently reconnected over Facebook, and now there's a strong attraction. We communicate daily, but we live 1,000 miles away. So we're just trying to think of when is the best time for him to fly up to see me, to see if this connection is, like, where it is, where it's going, what it's all about. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, well, okay. And I'll say this. I would not do it under a Mercury retrograde.
No. Okay.
Okay. So I would wait until after April 15th. Again, here.
Okay.
Time is on your side with this relationship. So wait until after then. I don't mind the shadows for this because you're revisiting an old relationship.
Yeah.
But with all that fire that he has, I'm not real keen on him coming in so robust.
Okay.
Mercury retrograde in Aries. So wait until after April.
That's fine. I can wait.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Amazing.
Boy, that's an intense thing there.
Mm-hmm. You think?
I can't even imagine that. That Mars is conjunct as Midhaven. Wow. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erica, hello. 860, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy. How are you?
Doing good. How are you, Amy?
Good. Do you want my birthday? I think you guys have it, right?
Are you December 16th?
You got it, 73, yep.
My first death.
And you still live in Connecticut?
I'm good at first death.
Yep, I am, Aphrodite, yep.
Yippee!
Yep. I'm just wondering, since Mercury is coming up in retrograde, are my relationships going to get better as far as me meeting somebody or soul tribe people? It's been a heck of a winter, and technically winter's over in a day or two, so I'm wondering. What's up for spring? So.
Well, I think with Mercury retrograde, it is important for you to do a review about what you really need and desire in your relationships, number one.
Okay.
And Uranus sitting on your Mars right now, you could meet somebody completely out, friggin' out of the blue, and by, you know, the end of this retrograde cycle, okay, by the third or fourth week of April, you could be happy as a clam, okay?
Wow. Okay. Good. Good.
Your Mars is in your natal chart, is in trine to your sun, and yours is triggering that. So what they're trying to do, the universe is trying to bring the man of your true desires into you so you can really enjoy your life again and let yourself out to play again and deal with someone that's honest and sincere. You know,
yes.
This is what you've been dreaming of for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think,
Absolutely.
Jacqueline?
Yes.
I agree with that, exactly with that, because you had Mars pass over your sun, and that really activated that a little bit stronger. And now it's going to go into your 12th house, okay, during this Mercury retrograde, okay?
Okay.
I so agree with what Aphrodite said in the first place. Neptune is still in your first house in Pisces. And I think you should go back, review, analyze, believe, trust. Okay, because, again, she also talked about that Uranus passing over your Mars right now. Okay, it's going to activate that when it does. And Uranus over Mars is out of the blue, sudden. Okay, so spend your dream time focusing on your mate, and I bet you there'll be one day where they'll just pop right in front of you.
Wow. So when is this Uranus, sorry, and the Mars thing happen out of the blue? When's that, what's that time frame? Like you said, at the end of retrograde, do you have dates on that by any chance or
30 days.
30 days.
30 days.
After retrograde or 30 days from today?
Today.
From today.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, now
that's it passed. Through the retrograde,
right,
and then and the retrograde is 3 weeks,
right.
So
right
after that, like she said, Uranus hits your Mars, and there you go, you've got it. The door opens at this point in time. Again, that exact hit doesn't mean that it's going to come exactly at that minute when it's at the exact degree as your Mars. What it does is it's an accumulative of an energy, and it's bringing a great power at that time. It could trigger a minute later. It could trigger an hour later. It could trigger a day later. But what it's doing is activating that energy, okay? So it is all of a sudden. And Uranus is so unpredictable, okay? You never know when it's going to drop its little bomb on you. So I never want to say on this exact day, but...
Right.
She's correct that around a month from now this should happen.
Wow, this is so exciting. This is really, and like
yes,
when Aphrodite, especially when you said Aphrodite, when you said it's like the really sincere, what everything that I'm looking for, that means the world to me. I can't wait.
Absolutely.
Can't,
you have to understand that Uranus has never been in trine to your sun in your lifetime. It hasn't been in trine to your sun in this position for 84 years. This is the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I learned so
pretty
much to you guys, astrology-wise. It's amazing. I could listen to you guys with astrology forever. It's so fascinating.
Oh, you're a darling.
You.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited, and I'll definitely call back and let you know in a month or two.
Get that
very
fine
to
hear from you.
Yes. Yes, I will. I will definitely keep you
posted. Okay.
Yeah. God bless you guys. Happy spring. Happy spring.
You too. Happy spring to you, my dear.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. What a darling. That is so fun. I love when I see the planets line up like that. I just feel like I can breathe for them, you know. They've been like saying, when? And I'm like, everything's lining up. The universe has heard your prayer. You're good.
Yeah, it's nice to have that news to somebody.
Yes, it is. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 401, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
This new moon, I'm on September 5th. Do you have me there?
I sure do.
Okay.
10:46 p.m. in Newport, Rhode Island.
Yep, that's me. I think this new moon squares my Chiron, and I wondered what that would mean, especially in setting intentions.
Okay, let's take a look at that. I want to ask you a question. Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm a widow. My husband passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay. I want you to just be extremely careful not to pick a fixer-upper right now. Okay?
Okay.
You're a
okay.
very compassionate person, and you're very intuitive, but you're also very giving. Okay? And the squares should just indicate that you need to be involved in a very healthy relationship, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Okay? And to choose wisely if you decide to move forward at this time. Okay?
Okay.
I really don't think it has to do with your personal health. I think it has to do with the health of some people that might even be close to you even now, family or friends. And you might be called upon to be compassionate for them, and that's fine. But not to necessarily get involved in a relationship with someone who is too needy. Does that make sense?
Okay, I'm not involved in any relationship. Matter of fact, I've got like this push-pull. I'm not, half the time I like being alone and half the time I don't. So I'm not sure whether I want to get involved in another relationship or I want to be alone, if that makes any sense.
Well, just choose the people that are around you on a regular basis with care because you don't want to absorb the energy. This new moon has been very powerful with all that Pisces energy that you can absorb
yeah.
the energy of people when you're trying to go through a healing process. And I have been Buddhist myself, so I understand that there is a process here. This is not just an event situation. You have to go through a lot of clearing.
Right.
So try to be around people that are more positive, and maybe they've been through some life challenges, and they have healed as you're trying to heal. And if I were you, I would meet the challenge of the square by courting those relationships that bring you up, even if they're just friendships. Okay? What do
okay.
you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I can agree that you would be torn at this point in time. You still are going through that grieving process. Mars just passed over your Chiron, okay? And so
mm-hmm.
here again, that grieving process has not ended yet and will not end yet until Mars gets into your, and it won't even end at that point in time, but it gets into your first house. That's when I think there is where you'll be more ready to meet somebody to actually try and have a relationship or have a strong friendship with. I agree with Aphrodite. This is a time where you, it's a healing process for you. And half the time you're going to want to be alone, and half the time you're going to want a relationship. That urge will get a little stronger once Mars gets into your house to where you will desire a little bit more of a relationship. But the lesson here is independence, okay? You can do it at your time, at your pace. She was talking about the fixer-upper thing. You tend to accommodate others' needs, especially your mate's needs, over your own. And this is the lesson mm-hmm. to be learned during this period of time while you're grieving, is to really know what's yours, to find your identity, and to really lift yourself up of this is what I want and this is who I am. And so look at it that way, because the universe is going to offer you opportunities of new friendships, and I think you need to examine exactly who you have as your relationships around you and who you don't. I agree with her with that.
Well, that Scorpio moon helps me do that.
It certainly
yeah.
does. It certainly does, yes. And well, from what Jacqueline was saying about Mars getting into your first house, that doesn't happen until a year
okay.
from now.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
When,
well, Jack was saying about
happen?
Mars getting into your first house for you to identify
yeah.
someone you might want to basically get involved with. That happens just about a year from now. See, Mars goes into a new sign about every 2.5 years, sometimes longer if it retrogrades. But I just looked at the ephemeris, and Mars goes into your first house in April of next year. Okay? So this is your time to rediscover self, develop your independence, and again, to go and do your healing work for yourself.
Right. Well, basically, my intention that I set was to give up the sorrow, not to forget or whatever, or really forget him, but just to give up the sorrow. That's where I'm at now, is
absolutely
to that point that I'd like to think of him and not be sad, you know?
Mm-hmm. To be happy that he's in his new habitation and he's in the light, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, and Jupiter being retrograde in Scorpio right now, this is the perfect time. You are so cosmically correct, my dear.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
You too. Have a
good
sweet
luck.
Night. God bless.
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty then. What a very interesting soul. We have such great people to call in here. We really do. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
It's from your neck of the woods. Ready?
Alrighty then.
Area code 561-568, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. It's Cindy. How are you tonight?
Hey, Cindy.
Great. How about
doing
you?
Well. How are you?
Well, it's going to be probably the same question. I listened to my talk show last night, and it's saying that it's supposed to come to fruition anytime between then and Monday. What do you see in my chart? Please. I want to be able to help other people.
Oh, I understand that. Okay. I want to look at the new moon chart, because you were listening to that program on the new moon. Let me see here. Well, I have to say I'm not feeling it. I wish I could tell you it different, but I feel that I know how much your heart you put into this. I know. And Uranus is conjunct Uranus in your natal in the ninth house. But again, there's a lot of inconjuncts of frustration lines. And with Mercury getting ready to go retrograde on the 24th, even if they don't anticipate some delays, they can still happen, but it's only a three-week cycle, Cindy. Okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time for you to find another avenue to help others, because I do feel you have that motivation and that desire, okay? I have to strongly say that this will help you feel better if you go out and do something to help others. I don't care what it is. I could care less. But get out and do something outside of your home, and I think you'll feel a lot better, because I have to say that I agree with Aphrodite. I don't think this is timing of it yet. I don't think it's coming tomorrow. Okay? So I think you really need to look at how you can use your energy in a more positive way while waiting, because patience is a virtue, but sometimes you are impatient. You have a Mars in Sagittarius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But do you see any time in the future when it might be?
I don't know. The way it looks to me, because the Mercury retrograde going on in the ninth house, this is an international commitment. Okay. So, again, the retrograde doesn't pass until the middle of April. Actually, tax day, by the way.
Okay.
And I think that is going to be like a little bit of a holding pattern. And so I have to say it's going to be maybe even a little bit longer. Now, Uranus is getting ready to go into Taurus for the first time in 84 years. It's going to do that on May 16th. And it's also transiting through your ninth house of this international opportunity you're dealing with. And because the Uranus is right now in trine to the south known in Leo, this makes you want it so bad in your heart, and I know that. And you're coming from a really good place here, Cindy. But the Taurus energy tends to ground things more. It helps things to manifest more. We already have Mars moving through Capricorn for 7 weeks, and we've got Saturn there already. So I'm thinking it's only going to be either very late April or sometime in May. I just have a feeling that it's going to be closer to that cusp with Uranus in order for you to have the epiphany you're dreaming of. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think it's a little longer than that.
Okay.
Okay, ladies.
That would be my best case scenario.
Yeah, that is the best case scenario. That's when the door just barely opens. But Uranus is going to go retrograde, and there's other things involved. And again, it's that Taurus energy that's going to bring it around. It's a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Stabilization purpose coming in at the same time. I agree. Are you still there, Cindy?
Yep, I am. I am. I'm listening and thinking. Yep.
Find something to occupy your time during this period of time.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Love you guys.
Many blessings to you. Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I want to be on hold.
Ready. Okay. Oh. Trying to get to. Oh, there we go. Yay. Okay. All right. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 917, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. January 28, 73.
First of all, who are we speaking with?
Well, if you pull up my account, you'll know. My name is attached to my birth date, and you got the information there.
Well, I attached the birth date to the name. So I can't pull it up with the birth date. I have to pull it up with the name.
A-N-N-A.
Oh.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
That's okay.
So.
You're fine.
And again, were you born in December?
January 28.
Okay. Gotcha.
You got
now.
It?
I've got it
from
now.
Europe. From Europe, right?
Netherlands, Amsterdam.
Yeah.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah. I would like to know if you see anything in my career or love life. And love life. Please.
Do you live in New York now?
Yeah.
Alrighty then, let's take a peek for you. Okay. Let's see what's shaking here.
Yeah, what's cooking?
What's cooking? Ooh.
What's cooking in that chart?
Mars is getting ready to move into your first house and interject with Saturn. So if you meet someone over the next few weeks, it's going to be serious, boy. I'll tell you what. That would be really nice.
Very nice.
Yes. You know, even though you're an Aquarian sun, you have got some beautiful energies here as far as Capricorn forces in your first house. And you really want to establish a relationship. And Pluto's been pushing you in that direction off and on for a couple of years, and I can see that. But Saturn's now in Capricorn, and Mars is going through there pretty swiftly over a 7-week cycle. And Mars is a male energy planet. So you could meet someone you could really vibrate to their frequency as far as their integrity and what they're really about. I would love to see that for you. That would be awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that would be awesome. That would be life-changing.
And I'm going on the other side with the career situation. And I have to say, I have to agree with her with the love life, but I want to go into the career as well, because Pluto is dead on your Venus, your natal Venus, okay? And are you planning on transforming and changing your career in some way, shape, or form?
No, but I would like to, get a raise or change my title, something like that, to get more of
okay.
what I do there.
Well, and I would even go even further as to say change your job responsibilities, things like this. Change your day-to-day routine a little bit more, okay? Because you have the advantage to do that. You don't have to change companies, but you have to change what you're doing as far as your career is concerned. Do you understand it that way?
Okay. I'm already doing a lot of different things.
Well, I strongly suggest that you look at what opportunities you have that are in a different position that can pay you more and that you would like to do, because I think you'll find the opportunity.
I applied for a couple of them.
Good. This is the right time to do it. This year, Pluto's going to be all over your Capricorn conjunctions, back and forth this year. And that's why I think if you already feel established where you are, to work within that company is a very wise choice.
Yes.
And I
yes,
think
I
that
agree.
Good things are going to come to you out of this. Wait
yes,
it out.
Yes.
With the Mercury retrograde, if you've already applied, know this Mercury retrograde, which goes from the 24th of this month until the 15th of April, there could be delays in getting back to you. That doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to have the opportunity to interview. Okay.
Okay.
So wait it out.
Yes.
Wait it out till the end of April.
That would be
okay.
That would be a great opportunity for me. It's more aligned with my field, and the pay is like 2 times better, and it's not so crazy, you know.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Great.
I know. It's exciting.
Yes, it is. Have you been taking good care of yourself?
Why are you asking?
Well, because the Aries planets are in the heavens tonight at the time that we're having this consultation are in square to your Capricorn planet, so you need to be very responsible to self and lifestyle changes that you want to initiate, okay? You want to do it with caution, but you want to really let you shine more, okay? And I'm going to recommend that.
Shine more?
Yes. In whatever social activities you're embracing, shine more.
Okay. That's great.
It's very self-expressive. Yes. You have a lot of shine in your chart. Now is the time to take advantage of it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Nice.
And you keep us posted, Anna, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, God bless
both
you.
Both of you.
Have a sweet night. Happy spring. Okay.
I know. Bye-bye. I can't wait. It's coming. Bye.
Yay. Yes, it's coming. You're a trip. All right, bye.
Bye.
Wow. It's so funny when we first picked up the phone, you know, it's funny, you know, she's an Aquarius, but boy, I felt that Capricorn, man. I felt that right off the bat.
You can hear me because I'm on the other. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yep.
Sweet.
What happened?
I don't know. I disappeared. It just hung up on me.
Doo, 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 doo. You have just entered the twilight zone.
I couldn't understand and couldn't figure that one out. It just cut me right off.
That's crazy. I didn't press anything, I promise.
I'm sure you didn't. You were talking. The funny thing is, you're going along and all of it gone, just disappeared, like it just threw out me in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, are you ready to do the next one? Take a breath. Okay. Area code 307, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Alyssa.
Hi, who's this?
My birthday is 9/17/79.
And what's your name?
I'm in Wyoming.
What's your name? Did you say Alyssa?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. With two S's?
Yes.
And a Y.
No. A-L-L-I-S-S-E. Yeah.
Are you December 17th, 1974?
No, I'm September 17th, 1979.
Try this all over again. And it was September 17th?
Yes. Yep.
1979?
Yes.
And what time were you born?
Oh, shoot. I think I was born at 3:30 in the morning.
And what city were you born in?
Price, Utah.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah.
P-R-I-C-E.
Utah, U T A H.
Oh. I thought it was the whole city that you were telling.
Now, what city in Wyoming are you residing in now, honey?
I'm in Rock Springs.
Nice. Pretty name. Is it a nice place to live?
No. No, it doesn't match at all.
Well, then we have to take a look at that. That does not sound fun. Okay. All right. Let's take a peek and see what we can see for thee. Okay. Let's see. Do you used to like Price, Utah more?
No.
You really haven't found your niche? You haven't found your niche then. Okay, I get that.
No, not yet.
Okay. All right, here we have you. Oh, my goodness. You have Leo rising, girlfriend. You need to be somewhere that's much more alive. Goodness gracious me.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a city girl trapped in a little country town. I feel that.
I think you're right. I don't know what you're supposed to be learning from that, but yeah, that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because the moon was rising when you were born where you live now, okay, in Leo, and you have a Leo ascendant. So that Leo energy is all about really being out there. I mean, dressing up, the arts, being around people that are warm and friendly, having a venue where you can have some visibility. Now, you have a lot of Virgo in your chart, too, but it's in the second house, which means you can almost always be gainfully employed, right?
Yes, right.
So making the money is not the issue. Self-expression is your desire, and all these Aries planets are saying, move. Move.
Yeah, I know. I need to bad.
Wow.
I need to.
Do you have any places in mind you were thinking of?
Anywhere but here. I don't. I'm not really for sure. I went to and visited California, San Diego, and I loved it there. But I don't have really no opportunity. Like I don't have an opportunity, or I need to find an opportunity to go or whatever.
whatever.
And I'm going to say you could work at this if you really wanted to. And I'm and I look at both while you and Aphrodite were talking. I was looking at relocations for you because I so agree with Aphrodite. The middle of this country is not where you need to be. Now, a fry or a nice drink are not where you need to be.
Yeah.
It just is really challenging for you to resolve that. Like, when I lived in Los Angeles and the West Coast, it really wasn't as beneficial as the East Coast was.
Where would be a good place?
Where would be a good place?
Well, I put it in New York City. You could be. It depends on where you want to be on the East Coast.
Somewhere near the water.
Right, and this is somewhere near that water area that I would like to see you at. What it does is it puts your Sun and your Mercury and Saturn and Venus all in your first house, and it puts your Mars in your 11th house. It really shines that Leo energy that you have. And it really shows everybody who you are. So I would strongly suggest thinking about making a goal of looking at where you wanted to go on the East Coast.
Yeah, I know. I feel that. I felt that for a long time that I needed to move.
I think this is the time to really
plan it. What do you do for work?
I'm a house cleaner. I just clean houses for people.
Okay. I'm going to pull up a map that gives me your Jupiter lines, okay? And have you ever thought of moving to Florida?
No, but it sounds good. It does sound good.
Florida or the coast of South Carolina and even and Georgia, you've got a nice Jupiter line there. You've got a Sun-Jupiter conjunction line there. And again, if you're not afraid of winter, which I don't think you can be, but living in Utah and Wyoming. I have to tell you, New England area is not bad for you either. New England area has benefits as well. I so agree with Jacqueline that I like the East Coast much better than West Coast for you. And Florida, you could go actually on either side of that peninsula and find opportunity.
Okay, great.
Okay? So maybe if you're going to focus your job search, maybe that's where you should start. And I so agree with Jacqueline. You're going to be so much happier when you're by the water. I looked at your progress chart. Your progress chart for the last 2 years, your Sun has progressed into Scorpio. So you want to be around the sea, a deep body of water, okay?
Yes.
And that could be very, very good for you. Now, what's happening is your progressed Sun is at 28 degrees of Sag. 2 months from now, it's going to go into Capricorn. 2 months from now. And during that 30-month cycle, you could reestablish yourself someplace that you really do love.
Oh,
okay?
Yes, I hope I can. Yeah.
And I agree with Jacqueline. You have the resourceful mind. You can create this. You just have to make it your priority. I so agree with Jacqueline on this. Okay?
There you go.
And that's where it needs
to
go. Yeah.
So just think positively and put forth the effort, and you think I'll be able to do it?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good, because I really am not happy here. I made the best of it.
You really need to get out of there. You really need to find the place where you can call home. And I can't encourage this enough. If you put the effort into it, the universe will support you right now.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm going to start putting forth the effort for sure.
Well, God bless you, and keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. All right, God bless. Good night.
Bye.
We need to have people tell us where to find us. I think I just lost Jacqueline again. That's crazy. If you need us in between, Jacqueline's phone number to reach her for a reading is 772-286-2720. If you need to reach me, my number is 540-400-0110. Have a blessed night, and Jacqueline will be here with you next week. And happy spring. Good night.